Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Because Joe Biden was in a parking lot.
It's a big old land
where CBP members were choreographed into particular spots. So he was at the parking lot, Kev. Got to the CBP parking lot, so things are fine now. I don't know what you're worried about. Been to the parking lot.
Clown show.
Yeah. Where the stars and stripes. Interesting.
What a liar, too. Him and Mayorkas, just a bunch of lying clowns. Lie.
I will continue to say it was a good thing that that he's there, because it's a recognition that it's getting bad for them politically, but it was a joke of a trip. But the fact that he went there suggests that they're worried. This is starting to cause them some political pain, so that's okay. Good.
Listen, he went to the border to showcase the problem at the border, whatever spin narrative that KJP put on it, which was nothing but word salad. And if they cared at all about securing the border, why are they taking down the wall that they've been building in Arizona for a few months now in the gaps of the original, the border wall? They've been putting containers. You know, container from container ships. They've been putting shipping containers.
They're afraid of a butterfly getting harmed.
Well, the administration pressures the state as soon as Katie Hobbs can. There, the tractors are taking this down, and the ranchers down there, they're all produce farmers. These are going, what is going on? It was working. They were funneled to a place where they could control it. Well, why would you take? Because you seriously think the migrating deer are affected by that.
Was that the reason?
Oh, yeah. And pressure from environmental groups and the administration. The administration.
And for folks that don't remember, the Republican governor put those up.
Yeah.
And not all that long ago.
Ducey, yep.
And then, of course, Katie Hobbs now is the Democratic governor, and the pressure went on her to...
Fifth-generation farmer down there from the article said, this administration, to me, it seems like they want this to happen, this guy says. And for what reason, I don't know. But they are literally coming through the openings. They were coming through the openings immediately over the weekend when they were pulling these containers down and walking literally right across these guys, their fields. Hundreds of people walking across the produce fields that were protected by that barrier. So how much damage are they doing there?
And as far as the question of the farmers there to say, you know, why are they doing this? I'm going to leave that one to our audience today. Welcome to What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennon, Kevin Flynn here. Telephone number is 701-271-1100. Toll free at 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776 is the toll free telephone number. Text welcome at 701-237-1590. Why? What's the why here? What is the why? There is an invasion of our country happening. I don't know how many conversations today related to politics, coffee shops, or small talk here and there will involve the, what do you think about this? Can you believe this? But it should. Is there anything more important right now? We have a new speaker. And that's great, because Republicans can go to work on some of this. I would have liked to see them say, job one, the impeachment of Mayorkas. An investigation into every element of failure by the Biden administration on the Biden, on the border, rather. But you know what they're doing first? The IRS agents, which is needs to go. It's egregious. 87,000 IRS agents. I just wouldn't put it as number one. Let's find out from the local media what they think about this visit of Joe Biden yesterday to the border. Catch what some of the local media are saying.
But it doesn't get to the heart of the issue. And quite frankly, the processing that happens at the Bridge of the Americas is commercial traffic. There are not facilities there to process individuals. And so, you know, maybe the tone of this will change when he goes to the county facility. But so far, I mean, this is very much a dog and pony show.
Yeah. Ah, dog and pony show. That's what the local media called it.
Doesn't seem like it. It is a dog. It's a photo op. What change has been affected, and believe me, this guy, this Joe Biden guy, he could affect this change immediately. He could stand down there immediately and say, do this, start it tomorrow.
Why doesn't he?
Because he's making money.
He's making money.
It's all about the Benjamins, man. Follow the money on this. You can't say you're taking down the border wall in Arizona that was filling in the gaps just because of the deer population. You want some butterflies to be able to migrate. They want the cartels to be able to operate freely.
What?
We're talking about billions of dollars being made here.
So what are you suggesting the cartels are paying them off?
Oh, yeah. Some way, or shape, or form. Something's coming back to somebody.
You're saying Biden's personally benefiting from this?
Someone is. Why let it happen if they're not?
Well, that's why.
Anybody.
I ask our audience.
Karen, anybody. Why let this continue and happen if someone's not making you'd think you'd want to do it legally. You want to do it orderly. You'd want to get a handle on it. You want to figure out who's coming in. Let's let it happen. But no.
Well, I want to know
that
what
cuts off all the trafficking and all the fentanyl, and that can't be good for the cartels or anybody benefiting from them.
The people living with it every day, what do they think? Here's another report from El Paso Media.
All of these locations are on the itinerary that we received from the White House. Didn't look like he was going to be headed to downtown El Paso, which is where we had seen many of the migrants who had been living on the streets of Segundo Barrio.
Okay, so his itinerary didn't include where the migrants are in El Paso. Did that surprise us?
No, it's a joke.
Dog and pony show.
We don't want to talk about it. It's pointless.
Have we got Brian or Ryan?
Brian.
Ryan.
Brian with a B.
Brian with a B. You're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Brian.
Just wanted to make a comment. Deer don't migrate, for one thing.
Exactly.
Deer live within a square mile or two of where they were born. And another thing, there's 3,000 counties in America. That puts almost 3,000 agents, IRS agents, in each county of America, which is totally absurd. I'll hang up and listen.
Absurd, Brian, in the sense that there's no way they're going to do it, or just an example of how obscene they are?
They don't need it. Yeah.
3,000 in each county in America is what it would break down to of IRS agents. 3,000 IRS agents.
So I'm trying to get at whether you think that's going to happen, and
they better defund it. So
yeah. So it should be. What you're saying is it should be a priority of the Republicans to take that on immediately and stop it.
One of many things, but you know that's my comment about the deer and butterflies will fly over those containers. So from their environmentalists that are all clueless. Like I say, deer don't migrate, and the IRS agents, 3,000 in each county, is what that breaks down to.
Good points, Brian. Thank you for the call. It's not about the deer. It's not about butterflies. It's about, come on in.
Yeah.
Come on in.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Well, there are. I just went to the Sierra Club, and impacts on endangered species with laws such as the Endangered Species Act waived. Walls were built through the habitat of many species: jaguar, Sonoran pronghorn, ocelots, And humans can build ladders and cut holes, but the animals are stopped in their tracks.
Is this border specific or just in general there?
Just in general. Obviously, yeah, we're not dealing with a lot of jaguars in this country. But
all right, another local news report. Let's find out what really happened down there.
Of course, this area had a lot of police presence. We've been reporting in the past couple of weeks of police coming here. They've been arresting people for maybe paraphernalia. They had access to marijuana, those types of arrests. We spoke to one woman. We asked her, have people been cleaning this area in preparation for President Biden's visit? One woman did tell us that, yes, she has seen city officials or city employees out here cleaning the area in preparation for President Biden's visit.
Yeah, so in other words, he's not seeing anything other than the polished, varnished, whitewashed version of what they've been going through in El Paso. Things are fine. Things are fine. How long was he on the ground?
Yeah, well, Mayor Oscar down there had to get his city looking good and have the... And Mayor Oscar's a Democrat, by the way, in El Paso.
Yeah. Why is he doing this, folks? Tell us your theory on what's on your mind.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming January 2023 auctions include 160 acres of good cropland in Burke County, 339 acres of cropland north of Dickinson in Dunn County, 305 acres of exceptional cropland in Cass County near Erie, 320 acres of highly productive cropland near Hope, North Dakota in Steele County, and 239 acres of exceptional cropland in Foster County near Kensal. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. First and foremost, I want to take a minute just to thank all you wonderful listeners out there from all the calls, texts, all the rapport I've been building with many of you over the past, I don't know how many years. And I want to thank you for your business. We really appreciated that. But more importantly, I want to encourage you to look at what we do as a method of saving taxes for your family, keeping your assets private, avoiding guardianship when you're incapacitated so the courts don't control your assets. And that way the family can have a very peaceful, private settlement each and every time. I guarantee it. We put our name on it, we stand behind it, and we're proud to serve the loving citizens of North Dakota with pride. God bless you. God bless your family. 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Online at ndestateservices.com. ndestateservices.com.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
It sits in the backyard where the grass is overgrown. Stuck in first, tires flat, and that old engine blown. Bringing back old memories when you were right beside me. But now it sits in the weeds, busted up to remind me. I thought about dragging it out. I thought about fixing it up. Calling you to see if we could pick the pieces.
Back in the freedom. It Matters USA Studios, 20 past the hour. A reminder to listen to the Audi Fargo Coach's Corner podcast from Flag Family Media. Joining us every week, MSUM Dragon men's basketball coach and Dragon women's basketball coach. Look for the podcast each week. I think we have a new one Wednesday, Kev.
Yep. First one's dropping Wednesday.
Find it on our website, am1100theflag.com. Thanks to our sponsors, Audi Fargo at Valley Imports, the Krebs Family Farm and Coffee Shop, Cameron Floss Concrete, and Brady's Service Center. There you go. Back on What's On Your Mind, telephone number to join us, 855. It's a toll-free 800 number, but it's 855-200. 1776, 855-200-1776. Why is Biden doing this? You know, one of the things Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, said to the media after that he put into this letter that he handed them, and he also handed it to Harris and others as well, is here's all the tools you need. The federal government has exactly what they need to stop this. So this isn't
Of course they do.
We can't do anything.
He could do it. He could have done it when he was there. Yeah, do this, 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 and this right now. I'll be back in 2 weeks. No, none of that.
Why?
Money.
Kev says the moolah.
Money, money, money!
Kev says the moolah.
You ever seen Cartel Land? It's a documentary that was done about the cartels. You ever seen that?
I have not.
You should watch it. There's another one called Narco Culture. The Cultura that you should watch. I think they're both on Netflix if you got, but they're out there. And it's worth watching because you realize what you're dealing with. Juarez is arguably the most violent city in the world.
Yeah.
Tens of thousands of people are killed there in the most horrific ways.
And you can reach out and touch it from El Paso.
Yes, it's right there.
Yeah.
Been there quite a few times, actually. But I wouldn't go there again. And yet, there it is. Don't worry about it. We're going to change the laws. We're going to change the policies. We're going to change the so that, you know, we're going to get an app. We got an app. You got to download an app, and then it'll be, everything will work good. Anybody buy in any of that as a real plan?
And if you didn't see this with your own eyes yesterday, literally most of the time Biden was on the ground was in a parking lot. And it looks like it looks like a safety fair the kids would have with their bikes.
You know what's sad?
And they go station to station.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know, how do I fill the air in my tires? That's what it looks like from yesterday.
I don't know what's more pathetic, them thinking that anybody in any number is believing any of that, that that's actually affecting change and they're going to fix anything, or the people that actually believe that he's there fixing the problem. And he's going to solve it and do the hard work. It's, on the pathetic scale, I don't know where to put him, either one of them. It's unreal.
That's what
too
we're...
much?
No, it's sad to watch. It really is. And I agree with you. This is the most important thing facing our country right now because it is an invasion. And you can say, well, it's a long ways from here, and they're not going to come to North Dakota, Western Minnesota, whatever. Well, the drugs are.
Yeah, they are.
Ask
Sheriff Johnner and Cass County Sheriff this morning.
Ask local law enforcement.
They just had another bust.
Ask if they're seeing an increase in this fentanyl. The answer is yes, they are. All right, a bunch of texts I want to get to on this topic. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, former Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford will join us. We'll talk a little bit about his decision to leave the governor's office. We're also going to talk with a veteran television anchor, reporter, and TV correspondent that has produced and hosted and syndicated a lot of radio programs, and he has some investigative work that he has done on the JFK case. So we'll talk about that. We played you one day the commentary from Fox News' special that Tucker Carlson did, and I want you to hear it from someone that's actually dug into this. It's quite the story, no doubt about it. Texter says, no, you should know the authorities cleared out the illegal alien camps on the streets of El Paso before the former vice president arrived. It was all theater. Yeah, we're getting a lot of reports on that, including local media. But appreciate that as well. Texter says, McCarthy thinks Crenshaw should head up the Homeland Security Committee, and Crenshaw thinks you're a terrorist. Buckle up, Buttercup. In the words of Dan Bongino, you can leave any time, Crenshaw. I laugh when people say it's time for a new beginning with McCarthy. How stupid people are. And so the uniparty continues. I don't personally think it's as easy as describing the different sides that way in this case, because there were a lot of conservatives. Jim Jordan, is he part of the uniparty? And their supporters as well. Is Donald Trump part of the uniparty? So I know that's a typical response to what's happening in Washington. I don't think it fits this one. I have a question, says this listener. All this protest activity in Brazil, our media and our president are openly condemning the protesters. Are they not rising up against the communist regime? Our media are calling Bolsonaro extreme right wing. So am I to understand that we now support communism of a right of center agenda? It's a good question.
Oh, it's terrible. Fair to answer. I mean, I saw some of the footage and stuff this morning. I mean, and what the Dominion has a say over the Brazilian elections, just like they do in Venezuela, those machines.
You don't say.
Yeah, there's a bunch of it at frankspeech.com. You should maybe look at it.
Listener says, ask Senator Hovind to talk to Biden, asking why Biden wants legals in the U.S. I don't know they'll get a straight answer, but as good an approach as any.
I'd go with voters.
I don't think the drug cartels would allow Carrie Lake to be elected governor of Arizona after she said she'd shoot down their drones and put the National Guard on the border. She also said that Biden would have to have her arrested before those shipping containers would be removed. Yeah, isn't it sad what's happened?
Oh, there's no doubt. The cartels, they're waist-deep in Arizona. And from every city, county, state, yeah, the cartels own Arizona, a big part of it, too. There's no way they don't.
Why aren't environmental groups concerned about the trampling of habitat and trash that illegal immigrants throw on the habitat, as they are with making the dog-sized deer walk around the barriers? It's a fair question, isn't it?
Fair question, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, look at Arizona. Look at the difficulty it is to get drugs and bodies into the country to be trafficked elsewhere if you have the border wall plugged up with shipping containers. That's a problem. So the cartels call up and say, hey, you got to get those out of there. And so they go in, somebody like Katie Hobbs and the rest of the corrupt Maricopa County Commission, and they go, yeah, it's inhumane.
Listeners, out of there. Listeners questioning the math of one of the callers earlier say, did the gentleman say 3,000 counties in the U.S.? 87,000 divided by 3,000 is 29. I didn't check the math, but I'm glad you did. More after this.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota. Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living. All the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
USA News Update. Gunmen armed with AK-47 rifles have abducted 32 people from a train station in Nigeria's South Edo State Monday morning. The attack in Africa's most populous country has the government reporting one of those kidnapped has already escaped. As democracy played out in Washington, D.C., California Representative Kevin McCarthy finally worked his way into the House Speaker role Friday night into Saturday morning.
With love for this country and charity for each other, let us now take our oath and be worthy of the office on which we are about to enter. God bless everybody in this chamber, and God bless America.
The House will begin debate Monday on the rules package. It includes a resolution establishing a House Select Committee on the weaponization of the federal government. A nurses' strike in New York State has been averted as the New York State Nurses Association settled its contract disputes with two major hospitals. Lance Pry, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What's on your mind brought to you by Patriot Mobile today. When you think about the checks you write or things that are debited out of your account and where those dollars are going, now more than ever, you want to make sure those dollars are going to folks that share your values. One of the things I love about Patriot Mobile is not only do they share your values, they do something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. And they have broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all of the major carriers. They have plans to fit any budget. And a 100% U.S.-based customer support team providing exceptional customer service. But they support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call them at 972-PATRIOT. Free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY, and they have a great customer service team walks you through everything. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. Our next guest is now a former lieutenant governor, there for 6 years right alongside Doug Burgum. Quite a ride. Wanted to talk with him a little bit about those 6 years. And also, in my mind, sort of setting the bar for a great place for lieutenant governors to spend their time in the future, and that is helping to make sure investment keeps coming into the great state of North Dakota and jobs happen right here. Brent Stanford with us on What's on Your Mind today. Hey, Brent, how are you?
Hey, Scott, I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Wonderful. How does it feel after a few days of reflection and stepping off that treadmill? And what would have been a crazy, busy legislative session and now deciding what's next? What's that feel like?
Yeah, I guess my answer to everyone is always freedom. You know, I feel like I've kind of had the bat phone, I guess, since 2008 or 9, when the Bakken really started to kick up in Watford City. It was hyperventilating phase during that oil boom in that area. Not only dealing with local issues, but ending up in Bismarck a lot, trying to communicate our challenges and how that affects people statewide, and then move into this job. I mean, so we started with people. Remember, I mean, 6 years ago, the oil industry was in a bad place. The Western economy was teetering because there was an assault by OPEC on the shale drillers, and the economy was poor out west. We were down to 20 drilling rigs, and then the DAPL protest kicked up, and so we started in with the protest down at Standing Rock, and and through all that, end up with a peaceful resolution and good relationships with tribes, and, you know, solving some tribal tax issues with the oil industry to keep that moving forward. I mean, I just think of all the things, and basically when you have that bat phone, when you're lieutenant governor, when you're mayor of a busy community like that, community leader, I mean, it's 24 hours a day. And the folks that have been kind of retiring off and taking a pause from public office, they kind of all say the same thing, Brent. You know, it's like that weight is lifted off your shoulders that you're carrying for others. And, you know, it's conflicting for me. I really enjoy legislative session, and I've really enjoyed a lot of parts of this job, but it was time, Scott. I'm just looking at a list here. If I would have been the third longest serving current lieutenant governor in the nation of current lieutenant governors, but only Texas and Louisiana folks, Patrick and Nungesser, would have been longer than me. And then you think about names like Sandsted and Myrdal and Dalrymple was longer than them. They were both 8 years and Dalrymple 10. But with this amount of time that I served, I ended up a week longer than Drew Wrigley and a year or so longer than Lloyd Ondal. So, I mean, it actually went by fast. But it's, you know, quite the time for experience and being able to serve the people is such a blessing. And yeah, I'm excited for whatever might come next. And there's a lot of ideas, a lot of opportunities, lots of offers, lots of conversation, and just trying to download everything. It hasn't even been a week since I've been out of office, so it's still kind of numb, you know, and just moving forward. But it was time. This time, Sandy and kids and I are ready for the next chapter.
As you look across those 6 years, tick off a few things that when you look back on it now, you're very proud of. Accomplishments that maybe we in the public didn't necessarily have an idea of how much of a heavy lift they took, but the outcome was pretty sweet.
Well, you mentioned investing in the state, so you could have guessed that two business people like myself and Doug would be heavy into the commerce side and the value add side and the technology side. And so, you know, with the UAS and the Vantis with unmanned air systems, we're leading the nation in business development in that area and testing grounds for that. And it's really a wave of the future, and it's happening here. Grand Farm with autonomous agriculture. And then all this ag and energy value add work, it's happening, trying to bring the gas to the east and take advantage of all the opportunities for fertilizer plants and corn and soybean production into manufacturing plants instead of just shipping all of our activity, all of our commodity activity out. You know, this is very brisk, and there's a lot of good opportunities and a lot of projects ready to start moving. We ended up with success with Coal Creek transitioning and staying as a coal generated power plant, keeping our grid safe. But also moving forward of what that model looks like in the future with carbon capture, with data processing on site, with multi-uses on site, and with Rainbow Energy being real excited about the project and how they move forward. And then the ADM Spiritwood Edition, where you've got soybean oil being processed and then shipped to Dickinson into renewable diesel. To me, that's really the flagship where you bring ag and energy and east and west together as a state and really leading the nation in that effort as well. And that product now currently is used as renewable diesel, fungible with regular diesel for regular transportation fluids, but it also could be used for sustainable aviation fuel. So, I mean, the opportunities are endless, and the value add work has been exciting. The new technologies work has been exciting. The in-state investing, as a chair of the State Investment Board, to be able to make sure that we're doing as much as we can with the Bank of North Dakota and the Legacy Fund on that match program that's brought things like the Coal Creek transmission line and a lot of the Spiritwood projects, bringing financing in with legacy funds, and then clearing the way for the in-state investment program that 50 South runs that is for private equity. I mean, that was something the governor and I talked about as we were running for office in 2016, and now it's active. It's moving. It's evolving. It's a great thing to be able to reinvest in ourselves. And as chair of the trade office, I was focused on reverse trade missions, bringing those other states and other countries into North Dakota to see what we have. and see what kind of investment could be placed here in the state versus, you know, they're great. It's great to go sell your commodities in other countries. How about bringing them here and building more right in our state? And so we, you know, we've had a little change of focus and some positives there. Just a lot of things with Empower Commission and Clean Sustainable Energy Authority came out of that, you know, to help us move forward with all the new technologies and oil and coal and lignite. And, you know, we got rid of flaring along the way to a really low level, very manageable level, utilizing our gas locally. You know, it's mind-boggling how many things you can get into in a position like this. And you've got the access to the leaders of industry and access to leaders of government, access to the congressional delegation, Hovind, Kramer, Armstrong, always helping us out. It's pretty amazing. You know, then I also was able to help lead in water infrastructure money. We put $300 or $400 million of biennium into water infrastructure in our state and help do that in an efficient manner. Higher Ed Challenge Grant, where you take some $20, $30, $40 million of state money and match that with private philanthropists that are, you know, want to donate back to the schools they went to and make college scholarship funds for kids going to college here in North Dakota, try to improve our system. Housing incentive fund, I speak often on that. That's something that started back in the Bakken days for putting together housing for oil field workers who need a place to live. And now it's being used for homeless housing like La Grave up in Grand Forks and like Edmonton here in Bismarck, where you actually have an apartment. And the housing incentive fund, that state program actually pays the rent for someone that is experiencing homelessness. So a lot of good things. I'm proud of my time there. Like I say, ready to move forward with the next chapter.
Question for you on one of the projects you mentioned, that is getting gas to the east. I know it's makes a lot of sense, obviously, with flaring and the need for infrastructure and a place for that natural gas. It has proven challenging to get that built. You think that's in our future?
Yes, as we speak, there's more contemplation of how to do that, and using the Wyoming example, there where the state actually takes a little bit more of a role, and you know, Justin Kringstead, Pipeline Authority, that works for Industrial Commission. I mean, him and Reese Haas is also working Industrial Commission now. Used to be in our office, great on energy. They're looking at how does the state take more of a role, like John Weta and our Transmission Authority did also under the Industrial Commission for the Coal Creek purchase. How can the state be part of a project and have the incentive to get it moving and basically be the first one in where, you know, once something's built, then people raise their hand. Hey, there really is a pipe. I'll buy some of that gas. I'll put a plant here. Now we can actually move forward with RFPs and say we've got gas for that next corn processing plant and soybean processing plant in the eastern part of the state because they don't have enough gas. So what happens is when you need to build a plant where the soybeans and corn are, they go to Iowa because we don't have the natural gas here. Our gas goes down the northern border pipeline from Williston straight to Iowa and Chicago. So they have our gas down in Iowa to build these plants. So we need to get some of ours east-west versus just diagonally out of the state. We need to get some east-west or the eastern part of our state. And really, there's a lot of – the good thing is if you have the east and west buy-in together in the legislature and statewide. And so the next thing was economics. And we tried since the special session, we've been trying a couple different rounds of seeing if you could put $150 million in and just – say, you know, go for it. See if anybody will bid to build this thing. But it's a big endeavor without having buyers on the other side that are committing. And so yeah, there's still hope. There's still a lot of hope and a lot of desire to get some fertilizer plants, if nothing else, built on that side of the state.
That's a great project. There's no doubt about it. And glad to know that the discussions are continuing how to make it happen. We'll take a short break, continue more of our chat with former Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, former mayor of Watford City, after a short time out on What's On Your Mind. Brought to you in part today by our friends at Freedom Matters USA. Don't go away.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pugwash Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority. And that's why we partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pugwash Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? Reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25% to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today is the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I know the night is late, but when we come back, our very first bill will repeal the funding for 87,000 new IRS.
Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, with a, I guess a heads up that the first thing they're going to deal with is 87,000 IRS agents. We're going to talk about that later in the program. also deal with the new information that is being leaked from CIA papers related to the assassination of JFK Jr. JFK, President JFK, rather. So stay tuned for all of that coming up on the program. More of our chat with Brent Sanford, Lieutenant Governor, former Lieutenant Governor of North Dakota. Still hard for me to say that in just a minute here. Brought to you today by PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Salisbury Steak today is the thing in Glendon, Euland, 45th Street, Beefy Noodles at MP Avenue, downtown Fargo, PetroServe USA, Mac and Beef at 12th Avenue, 929, Ravioli in Harwood. PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience. How does one learn the duties of Lieutenant Governor? I imagine that's something you have to grow into a little bit, but I think about all the projects you mentioned here. You obviously had been a dealmaker before in attracting businesses to come to Watford City, so that part wouldn't be new. But how about, for instance, presiding over the Senate? I mean, that's quite a responsibility, too. How does one pick up these duties?
If you look at the Constitution, you really only have three things you're responsible for. Number one is if the governor becomes disabled or passes away and can't serve, then you take over as the governor. That's the main thing for the second in command. And then being second in succession, and then it's preside over the Senate. And third thing is chairing Capitol grounds. So we don't talk about this often, but if you enjoy the new entrance to the Capitol and the parking lot that has been remodeled and some of those you know, the disabled access type improvements, that Capitol Grounds Planning Commission spent a lot of time on that. Also, I always show my kids the new sign on the south side when you come into the Capitol Mall. It's a nice new masonry, solid, permanent sign for the next 100 years. The one that was there before was like a little concrete, looked like a little concrete cemetery marker. So Capitol Grounds is the third thing mentioned for the job. The rest is our boards that either the legislature puts you on, like they put me in charge as the board president for a Clean Sustainable Energy Authority, or else the governor has you serve in his stead. And that was like the UAS and early childhood development and the Water Commission, Board of Equalization, so the property tax issue. I mean, I was on Board of Equalization chairing those meetings too. Trade office is legislative. Challenge grants is legislative. So it's, you know, that you've got 10 boards to oversee. So Tammy, for instance, being a chairman of the board and CEO herself, jumping in as board chairman, I mean, that's something where people are used to having new board chairman change over. And so she'll jump into all of those. But the presiding over the Senate is a little tricky. It's something where it's not really Robert's rules. It's kind of like more Mason's rules and more protocol driven from the past and how the Senate does business. But they end up with a new speaker for the House every session. And so, you know, that's very similar duties and you pick them up as you go. It's a little bit tough at first, but Joe Wolf has been there, since Myrdal and Dalrymple. So he's trained a lot of us in, and he likes to giggle about that. He's the man that sits up in front at the top of the lectern with the Lieutenant Governor. Great help. He'll just point with his finger over to where you go next in the script. And there's scripts for all the different protocols that you go through from up there. And Shanda Morgan is the Secretary of the Senate. And Jerry Klein is Senator Jerry Klein is the Assistant Majority Leader. And he's really the one that runs the show and everything you see within the Senate chamber of how the protocols work. And there's a lot of people pushing in the same direction. And Tammy and I had some conversations. And so I told her and the governor, I got about a minute with Jack and about a minute with Drew before I took over. So you've got to find your horses and your partners that are going to help you through it. And she looks like she's taken to it. I mean, she's already had some experience doing the joint session and the first couple of days of session. And so Tammy's off and running.
Only about a half a minute left. When will you decide what's next for you?
Well, I'm just kind of gathering everything in a pile and see what feels right. See what feels best for being able to help people the most, you know, and move us forward as a family. And, you know, we're proud North Dakotans. We're staying in Bismarck. We love our home that we purchased here. And And you know, we're just praying that everything works out great and the right opportunities come, and we're excited for those, and there's a lot of good ones up on the horizon. There's a lot of good things happening in North Dakota, so stay tuned. We don't know yet, but I'm excited to find out and move forward with our lives, and really grateful for the opportunity. Grateful to Doug for capping me, and grateful for the people of the state for putting up with me and for giving the opportunity to serve. So thank you, Scott.
What a ride. 6 great years. Thanks for recapping it with us today on the program, and look forward to what's next for you and the family. Thank you, Brent.
Take care. Thanks, Scott.
Brent Sanford, 6 years as Lieutenant Governor with Governor Doug Burgum, recently announcing his resignation, and a chance to catch up with him. More coming up on What's On Your Mind after news break.
Hey, some big news. The 2024 election could be America's last one. That's the shocking conclusion of best-selling author David Horowitz. In his new book, The Final Battle, David Horowitz reveals a secret war underway in America. Democrats' woke culture and a new generation are destroying our culture and ending our freedoms. Horowitz says their plan is taking place in our schools, our churches, even in our military. This week you need to watch David Horowitz on the Chris Salcedo Show as he reveals the real threat of Biden, Obama, big media, and more. Horowitz names names. So tune in today to Newsmax, the network I watch, and see Chris Salcedo and David Horowitz. And make sure you get a copy of The Final Battle. Newsmax calls it the best book of 2023. In bookstores everywhere, or get the free offer and save $28. Just go online to finalbattle611.com. Finalbattle611.com and get your free copy today. And be sure and watch Newsmax today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.